Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello, everyone.
And our friend, Ellie.
Hello there.
So, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Not too bad. Yourself? Ellie?
Pretty good. Been doing better the past few weeks.
Yeah, that's good.
Good. I'm doing good. Work sucks. You know,
work always sucks. Well, especially for you guys, because you guys, like...
We're ramping up right now because of reasons. So...
Well, they've got a new release, don't they?
The truck has already been come out, but contract year.
So they're trying to get as much shit out of you guys as they can before you guys strike.
Yep, basically. So yeah, it's fun.
Super.
We also over the weekend. Well, just yesterday, I rolled my ankle. That was great.
Yeah,
it's fine. Hurts a little bit.
He says, "Is it swollen to the size of a grapefruit?"
Not swollen. Shut up.
It looks larger than the other one.
Shut up.
I mean, you got like...
I got big feet anyway.
You got big ankles and feet and stuff anyways, but like...
Actually, it does look a little puffy, doesn't it? I also want to say, give a quick reminder, our opening theme song was done by my friend Joe from Wreck My Podcast. He has a band called The Sex Turtles, him and his friend, or my friend too, Cam. They did a song for us, so I just want to give him a quick shout out. Because it's awesome. You guys...
this is the one we've had on for a little bit now, right?
Yeah, this is our new one.
I was saying, I didn't know if there was another new one.
No,
I'm a little behind on the podcast, but I didn't think I was that far behind.
No, I mean, I give him a shout-out at the on the page itself when you look up the thing, but I just wanted to keep giving him a shout-out on the show every once in a while. So today we are here to read the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yes!
Yes.
Let's see.
I do have to say that this is the Power Glove version, not the actual version of it.
That's still copyright kind of to the Power Glove.
Well, we've got like what 15 seconds or something like that.
Okay, you can cut off there. I think it's 30, but I'm not gonna. You know.
Yeah. No sense
of
pushing it.
Test the waters.
Anyways, dude. But seriously, guys, like, listen to the Power Glove cover of the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger theme song.
Listen to the Power Glove cover of anything.
Anything. Yeah, they're badass. Yeah. They're awesome.
Go ahead and do my normal spiel here.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear about who wrote it and who...
Yeah. we are reading The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, issues 0 through 4. They were published by Boom Studios in 2016.
Boom.
Boom. I actually like a lot of the Boom Studio stuff.
What other Boom Studio stuff?
They've done Giant Days.
Was that the one that...
That one I did by myself, yeah. There's other ones I've read that I just can't think of right now. Giant Days is the main one for me, though. Giant Days is really good. Okay, so the writer is Kyle Higgins. Art was done by Hendry Prasetya?
Hendry Prasetya.
Yeah. Colors by Matt Herms and letters by Ed Dukeshire. So yeah, let's get into this. The first issue here, issue 0.
We
prologue. Before we get too far, actually, from that, just real quick, Power Rangers experience. I remember watching it.
The originals.
Yes.
That's where I started.
I remember watching it in 93 when it was airing, and I remember my parents not wanting me to.
Yep.
So naturally, when they were gone, I would watch it.
See, I was lucky because my mom was always at work, and it was on right after I got home from school.
Same.
So I was able to watch it, and... The only reason why I was actually able to watch it was because my sister, who's older than me, who always had control of the TV, thought that Tommy and Jason were hot.
Kimberly.
Heck yeah. No, but I'm talking about for her.
No, that's her.
And she was like, okay, yeah, we'll watch your stupid show. And then she'd sit there and be like, drool. And I'm like, yeah.
All right.
Kick ass.
Yeah, then my parents, we would get home from the bus. I think I would have like an hour before they got home from work. Ellie, what was your first experience with Power Rangers?
Me was actually, I was born in 1995, so I wasn't able to watch them in 93. But I watched some on, I think, VHS, maybe around 2000, 2001-ish.
Yeah.
It was like 5 or 6 years
old. Like the original Power Rangers or like the later?
Like the originals, with Jason, the guy, you know, short, brownish hair. Like the original.
Yeah, the original.
The 90s,
yeah.
Straight up the 90s ones.
I mean, heck, I watched them, I'll be honest, I watched probably about 12 years of them. Holy shit, I've watched a lot of the Power Rangers series.
See, I haven't. Mm-hmm. I watched the original Power Rangers. I watched the Ninja Rangers and the Shogun Rangers. And then after they switched out from like when they lost the last of the original Power Rangers was kind of when
I think was around Turbo.
I don't remember watching Turbo.
Okay, so they had the original Power Rangers. They had the Aqua Rangers.
I don't remember that at all.
Okay, well, I guess that was after the Ninja. But, like, they had the movie, original movie.
Yep, I remember that.
And that was
I was super excited about it.
They became ninjas.
I was super excited about the original movie, and then I watched the original movie, and I was, even as a fan...
For the 97?
See, even as a fan, I was disappointed.
Okay.
Because it didn't coincide, like, it was supposed to be part of the storyline, but, of the TV show. And don't get me wrong, I was super happy that they had all the actual cast.
Yes.
Especially, like, Bulk and Skull, because, I mean... Let's face it; they were the best characters on the show, as far as
they were good.
As far as their personalities go,
one of the only few that went through like multiple seasons. they went up to like they had obviously the original three, and then they're in the Turbo, they're in space, they're in Lost Galaxy. I think Lost Galaxy was the last one they were in, so that's like the sixth or seventh season.
Because they were what, geriatric at that time?
No, they were. You know, they're actually adults now, so...
They were adults when we were
kids. Yes, but, like, actually portrayed adults.
In their
40s. Oh, gotcha, yeah. But, I mean...
Love the show. It was a great show.
And it was. For its time, it was great. And, like, going back and watching it, like, I still have the nostalgia, the memba berries, but...
Memba? Like, every once in a while, I'll just get up on Netflix and pop on an episode and be like, oh, man, this is great. I should watch, like, three episodes of this, and I'm like, oh, my God, this...
Why am I doing this?
This is so 90s.
Okay, anyway, Power Rangers.
Back to what we're actually talking about. All right, so yeah.
So we open up to basically the Green Rangers standing over all the defeated Power Rangers.
Yep.
With Rita standing behind him.
What Rita says is like, hey, you accomplished a great thing today. All the Rangers are dead, and all there's left is you. Turns out, though...
This is just him in his mind.
He's having a bit of a hallucination.
A bit of a dream. In your mouth or...
a bit of a dream.
Daydreaming, basically. Yeah. But it pans out to him and Jason, the Red Ranger, in the car on their way to school. And you get this little green, like, mental image of Rita sitting in the back seat.
Basically taunting Tommy.
It's basically Tommy's like subconscious blasting out all of his is blasting out his insecurity about whether he is actually good enough to be a real Power Ranger and whether he is going to end up turning on them and so he's fighting this like mental battle from the beginning of this.
This is almost basically right after he became he stopped being evil Green Ranger to become good Power Ranger. Mm-hmm. That's the general timeline we have here. Although, I think we talked about this off mic, it's kind of its own little universe because it's modern times because they have cell phones and
definitely not 90s cell
phones. Nice cars.
What I love here is like coming on one of my favorite things about like comics is like these small little things they've done. Like Tommy the Green Ranger is wearing like a green button-up shirt.
Oh no, that was Power Rangers in general.
Yeah, they did that in the TV show too.
Yeah.
Okay, it's been
like they always had. They were always color coordinated with their Power Ranger.
Yep. That was one of the funny things.
Uh huh. It's like, wait, which Ranger is he? Yeah.
You guys are all the same exact height as all of them.
Oh, and that's the funny thing is, well, the height thing was they addressed that in Turbo because the Blue Ranger was this 9-year-old kid, and when he morphed, he became an adult.
Oh, that's creepy.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
But so that's actually something that they continue on throughout every other season. The Rangers had color coordinated every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every time.
Oh, yeah.
That's gold.
It's something you can't get away from.
So. Once you start something, you know, you just got to keep going with it, I guess.
Which makes for some interesting outfit choices, which I do like how they look, actually.
I feel like in the latest movie, they didn't do that as much. I could be wrong.
No, I'm pretty sure they're still color coordinated in the clothing. Yeah,
okay. I only watched it once.
I've only seen it once. Also,
it's on Hulu. I think.
I would say we rented it from Redbox. Amazon Prime. We rented it from Redbox.
There you go.
But basically, this is Tommy and Jason going back and forth in the car. Like,
hey, relax, dude. You know, I realize you're nervous. Your first real day at school where you're not being, you know, a manipulated pawn of, you know.
Yeah, Tommy is questioning because when he was with these guys, like he's been going to the school for a while. He just moved here. But now this is his first day as a legit Power himself. Ranger and not
well, as his actual self Power and Ranger. Not like. Oh. Well, come on. I mean, if you remember the TV show.
I do, because I just watched it like a couple months ago.
Oh, well, like when he was, randomly. You know, when he would talk to him, he always had that like glow in his eyes, like the evil, you know, and not he was always a dick.
Episode. The first episode, they were all fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because he
and
wasn't.
And then he became evil. And then air quotes, evil. And then, yeah, he had that sneer every time he talked to him.
Yeah.
So this is just him being back to his normal self, kind of. But what ends up happening is that they go to the parking lot and apparently they meet up with the group and they're just chit-chatting.
Amy Jo Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. Sorry,
Jimmy was hot, too.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember absolutely.
So we go to the next page and we have Rita talking to Finster. And if you guys remember, Finster is...
Make my monster...
yeah. Finster is the one that creates all of her clay monsters and all of her putties.
Which you gotta admit, dude, he had a hell of a cool job.
Yes, but he also was a very demanding job.
Yeah.
Because she always wanted something.
Yeah, and
he... And there's always an endless amount of putty monsters. There's putty soldiers. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Which is why they were so, you know, generic, because, like, who wants to spend time on shit that's just gonna get kicked to shit anyways?
I was this close to ordering a putty suit to go as a putty for
Comic-Con. Oh my god, that would have been awesome.
I could not find a
suit big enough.
Well, no. Aw, is that a fat joke?
No, actually, it was a tall joke, but...
No, I couldn't find one that would look good enough.
And dude, that's all you'd have to do the whole thing. Like, anytime you want anything, just be like...
That's not good enough. We all saw the show
that's,
in the 90s.
That's fair. But no, I've actually... Because I was looking up stuff, and there was a lot of good good ones people made.
I do have to say, I don't remember Rita's tits being that pointy in the TV show.
All Madonna-like?
Not totally against it, though.
I'm kind of against it. One of them turns up and looks... It's like she got a bad tit job.
Like, wait, it's like those telescopic things that like bend one direction or the other. She's just kind of like, I'm feeling more like, you know, a 90 degree.
There's this thing I saw online. It was this picture of this. It says a woman sues doctor over bad breast implant job, and one of her nipples is pointed forward, the other nipple is pointed like off and back to the left. And then it says doctor says everything was fine with him, and it's got a picture of the doctor's eyes. Yep. And his eyes are pointing off.
Oh, God. Or like a Steve Buscemi and what was it? The one becomes a Mr. Deeds.
Yes.
Yeah. I was just talking to that squirrel over there. That's a mountain goat.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Yeah,
got it. We go back to the school, to Angel Grove. Hi. And the kids are in class. And then the alarm goes off. And we've got a monster. Rita's monster.
Yeah, they literally have an Angel Grove. They literally have a monster alarm because it happens so often.
Here's the other thing. So this is more bad on the school. Because we actually just had, like, an evacuation drill at work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those where you evacuate, your team leader has to make sure you're there.
Yeah, signs off everybody by name.
To, yeah. Yep. The school doesn't do that. Like, because they're all supposed to go meet up in the... Well, they're not getting... Oh, in the gymnasium.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers don't keep a head count.
Yeah, ever? Like, we lined up, like, they walked us out, you know, like, tornado drills or whatever. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Everyone, like, crouches, like, right in front of, like, a specific wall. They're like, all right, counting off their students, if they miss anyone, then they have a big issue with that.
Exactly. This high school.
Every man for himself.
Has six
run.
Students who go missing every single time.
I know they do address something in later issues, because things obviously keep happening. But I just found that. That's just a nice little fun tidbit of... The fuck?
Has anybody seen those kids all wear the funny colored clothing every
color
day?
Color-coordinated clothing.
Every
which
day.
Matches the Power Rangers, but...
Mm. Oh, hey, look. Yeah. The Power Rangers are there. Living right. Let's not worry about those kids.
That's one of the things we pick on about Superman for. Like, you know, Clark Kent always disappears when there's, like, some trouble nearby.
No,
if
hold
anyone
on.
Notice that, but...
No, that's the thing. He disappears because he's a reporter.
Ah, he's got the cover for that.
Exactly.
But he can't other five high school students unless they're all reporters or something.
Oh, we work for a school paper.
Yeah.
So, of course,
it's morphin' time!
Yep. And they all morph into their Rangers. They do their... Every time I read that, I always have to do it.
In their voices, yep. In your head.
Because you can't not.
Tyrannosaurus! Yeah, anyways.
Pterodactyl.
Dragon Zord. So they get their Zords real quick, and they attack this monster. I know Finster actually gave it a name.
Bulldozer.
Yeah. Bulzer.
Bulzer, yeah. Yeah.
And it is this basically combination of a bull and a, I think, a tortoise? Like, it has, like, a shell on it that is not impenetrable, but it definitely has...
It's tough.
It's harder to get through.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go... Obviously, they go to attack it. And the Megazord is holding it in place for the Dragazord to attack. But before Tommy can even attack it, he kind of freezes up. Like, the controls seize up on him. Almost like the Dragazord could tell there was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all connected. But does finally get it through, because the entire time Rita, the insecurity Rita, is behind him whispering in his ear like, oh, you're gonna fail up.
You can't do it.
Yeah, your brand new friends you just got are gonna die because of you. It's gonna be all your fault.
They're all gonna mm-hmm. laugh at you.
Oh.
Nope, wrong mom. but he pulls through and destroys the monster.
Mm-hmm. But then he destroys the bridge too with his tail.
The tail comes flying down and hits the bridge.
Which, brings down a lot of cars.
Actually, just two.
Just two. Don't worry, they catch him on the pterodactyl Megazord.
Yeah. But what I'm getting at is the bridge is being, you know, obviously there's a monster, get away from the bridge. But there's two that make it, or two that don't make it. I'm pretty sure there would have been more than two.
Oh, yeah.
So
stuck on the bridge.
Well, they save two of them. What about the other 10? Well, whatever.
Meh. Mm-hmm.
Back at the command center, we're getting basically a debriefing, and Tommy's saying that, you know, the controls just froze up on me. I don't know what happened. He asked Alpha if he could run, like, a diagnostics test. But before that, we've got Jason kind of...
saying, you know, like, hey, you know, maybe if you were paying attention and doing what I told you to do as your team leader, you know, this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, and they, Tommy and Jason get into a bit of a little back and forth, and Zordon's like, look, Jason, team leader, you're supposed to make sure your team knows everything. Tommy, you're the new guy. You should know this, like, pay attention, listen to your leader.
You need to be watching and figuring this stuff out because you guys need to work together.
Yes.
Basically, he's like, look, Daddy says you're going to do this, so you kids quit fighting. And then they're like, sorry, Dad.
Daddy Zordon.
Back over on the final page here, we have Scorpina. I don't know if you guys remember how she looks. She's...
Yep. Mm-hmm. There's an adolescent erection with that every time she's on the screen. Anyway.
Looks kind of like a He-Man character.
I can see that. Headpiece that she had, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she is rowing a boat around the bridge that the Dragazord accidentally broke, and she finds this crystal. She was looking for the crystal,
yeah.
And she does find it. Apparently, this was the... Was it? Did they call it Chaos Crystal or just... I think right here they just call it Crystal.
Chaos Emerald.
Whoops. But she gets it, and she gets back to Rita, and... Rita is saying, you know, thank you. This is the beginning of our giant plan we have. And that's how we end issue 0. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Power Rangers story.